We turn to the words which the Lord Jesus Christ spake, as recorded in John 8 and verse 44. Words which the Lord Jesus spoke to the Pharisees. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. These are very far-reaching words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He meant what he said, and however much we might seek to disguise it, or the people who heard him might seek to disguise it, there is no escaping the significance of what he says. Now, he says that the Pharisees belong to the devil. He says that the Pharisees, their father, is the devil. Now, what he means, of course, is that not only the Pharisees, but all mankind. As we are born, we are, as the Bible says, in Adam. We have the same corruptions as Adam. But of course, Adam gave himself over, was persuaded by the evil one. And therefore, all mankind, by nature, as born, are not only in Adam, but of their father, the devil, whose lusts they will do. Now, none of us likes to hear these things. The Jews were greatly offended when they heard this. And very often it is that we have to hear things that we don't like and be brought up with such a start to stand any chance of breaking through into the truth. And so the scripture declares to us that we are under the thraldom, under the power by nature of Satan, the evil one. But this chapter is particularly concerned with truth. And the opposite of truth, which is lies. It might be that you could easily understand that if you are inclined to lying by nature, then your father is the devil. If you are inclined to hatred, which the Bible describes as murder, then you are of your father the devil, for he is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And it is that we might understand that the truth is in Jesus Christ, and that the truth is declared by the Word of God, that we need to have this sense of security, this idea that we're all right, really, we're just like everybody else. Just like everybody else means that we belong to Satan. Just like everybody else means that we're in Adam. Just like everywhere else, everybody else means that we shall go to hell down the broad way of life. So it does us good to think of these severe words of Jesus and yet give them thought in our mind. Satan, then, is a liar and the father of it. Jesus speaks the truth. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let's just think about Satan as a liar. Turn with me by all means to Genesis chapter 3.
we read,
and this is Satan's lies opposed to the truth of God. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now, God had said one thing. Satan, through the serpent, now suggests something different. Satan is the liar. God is the truth. And this is how it worked then and caused the fall of mankind. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now actually, that wasn't exactly what God said. God didn't mention touching. But we'll overlook that for now. But it is a dangerous thing, even to adjust the words of God, or to manipulate the words of God, or to change them even subtly. But that's not the point I'm going for here. But she did do that. And then the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now that is flat contradiction of what God said. And you see, the masses of men and women and people in the world who think, there is no God, or if there is, God will not condemn me, they have been taught by Satan, without necessarily realizing what's going on in their minds, they have been taught the serpent's lie, Satan's untruth. And the thing is, it will destroy them. That's why Satan is the murderer. He puts into people's minds things that are not true in order to send them on a way that is disastrous, away from God, a way that will lead perhaps to their physical death and certainly to their spiritual death. And therefore he is described as a murderer from the beginning. So he says, you shall not surely die. God knows, this is a lie, God knows that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So Satan has an alternative. He doesn't want you to do this. He's all against discipline, because God has said this, and if you do that, you're being kept under. Now, we all of us, by nature, when we're young and when we're disciplined and when we need to be kept under, in order that our behaviour should be kept in check, we all get upset about it. It's natural. It's Adam. And you see, Satan here is playing on that. Oh, God wants to keep you under. God wants to keep you under his thumb. Actually, God didn't want to do that at all. God created Adam and Eve as the summit of creation for eternal life on earth in the paradise, had they not sinned. These are terrible lies. And yet such was the sinful heart of Adam and Eve that they fell for it. They believed it. And just to show the folly of what they'd done, that so soon after sinning you can see that you've made that terrible mistake. So Satan says, when your eyes are opened, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. What happened when their eyes were open? They knew they were naked. Brilliant. That is what happens when people do not believe the scriptures, when they do not believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Any knowledge or understanding that they have is just bare nakedness. No depths, no covering, no power. We're told also by the same apostle John, but this time writing his epistle in 1 John 3. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's were righteous. Now notice this, that Cain is of that wicked one. Okay? Cain is of Satan. Who was Cain? He was the first person born in the normal way. The first human being born in the normal way. Brilliant for the human race, isn't it? That a great number one of the human race was a murderer. And who instigated the murder? Why? Satan, the destroyer. Called Apollyon and Abaddon. In the book of Revelation, the destroyer. Now, how did that show itself? Well, we're told, you see, that Cain knew that his deeds were wrong, but that his brothers were right. Can you see the lie? The twist? You must murder the good so that the bad may triumph. You must murder the good so that I'm not reminded of my badness. So you must murder the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can continue in our sinful ways. We must resist the gospel. We must persecute Christians so that we may continue in the ways of sin. Let's just turn to Genesis 4 and see the same principle working. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Now, I won't go on any further, except that in principle, the same thing is true with every murderer. No murderer shall inherit eternal life, says the Bible. Of course, they may repent, but unless they repent, no murderer, says the scripture, inherits eternal life. The blood of every murdered person cries from the ground. How many deaths of young people, teenagers, in London this year by stabbing? How many murders of other sorts? How many across the land? How many across the world? How many abortions? Can you see that this, as the Lord Jesus said, the whole world lieth in the evil one? And this is where we begin, if we're to begin to understand the gospel and feel a desperate and urgent need ourselves to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. By nature, we are of Satan, the father of lies, and the murderer from the beginning. Now, that doesn't mean that each one of us would murder if left to Satan and ourselves, or that each one of us would lie. But we certainly will not be saved. When Satan speaks a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. But it is because of that that the gospel plea is that you should believe the word of God. The word of God is written, inscripturated, we say, throughout the scriptures from one end to the other. But the word of God, the Bible, most especially points to the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Saviour of mankind. There is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And that there is no other name, and there is no alternative, and that it is a narrow way that leads to life. In other words, if we are not on that narrow way, we are not in life and we shall not have life. And the whole thing is down to, do we believe the scriptures? Do we believe God and his word? Do we believe his son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do we believe Satan? Now, the majority of the world believes Satan. And there's no reason to think that we will be any different. Unless, under the working of the Spirit of God, we can distinguish between truth and lies, good and evil, the word of God and the word of Satan. I would plead with everyone here to believe the scriptures, to believe every word of it. And especially in those places where your reaction is, don't think I can accept that. Because that's the very place that Satan is trying to convince you of his lie, away from the truth that is of God. And if ever you find yourself saying, I don't agree with that bit, I agree with most of it, but I don't agree with that bit. Because if you can see the logic, can't you? If you're free not to believe that bit, somebody else is free not to believe another bit. And if you're free not to believe that bit, and somebody else is free not to believe another bit, somebody else is free not to believe either bit. And then somebody else is free not to believe lots of it. And somebody else is free not to believe any of it. There is no alternative between believing it all and rejecting it all. But of course, the Lord is kind. The Lord created Adam and Eve while knowing how things would be, and created them in a different way. I don't mean different physically. He created them as creatures who had the ability to decide right or wrong. They decided wrong. We don't have the ability to decide right or wrong. We have the characteristics of the rebellious Adam and Eve, and we have no alternative but to decide wrong unless God helps us. unless the Spirit of the living God speaking through the Scriptures and speaking concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, unless He turns us about. Without that, we're just going to follow on in the ways of our father Adam, in the rebellion that was in his spirit, questioning the things he said, doubting the things that are true. Even in those days, God did not always appear. He appeared in the cool of the day, but he wasn't with them all the day. Mankind now says, because we can't see him, we won't believe. And that is of the old Adam. And so therefore we must consider the words of the Bible very seriously. They are our only safeguard against the devices of Satan. The things that might lead us astray in our own heart. The things that might lead us astray among our friends. The things that might lead us astray in false religions, the things that might lead us astray in corruptions of our body, the things that might lead us astray in any way you can imagine. The only certain thing is the Scripture. And the Word of God that created those Scriptures, and the intention of God expressed in those words, that men and women should be saved only through the blood of His dear Son. If we will not believe the Bible, then we will believe something else. And the truth of the matter is that if we will not believe the Bible, we will believe in something else that is absurd. So educated people in other lands, and educated people in the Old Testament days in other lands, and then in Judah and Israel itself, worshipped idols. Now, can you see the absurdity of it? No, we won't worship God. But we do need to worship something. Let us make images. Let us worship gods who brought us out of Egypt. Which gods were they? Sun, moon, stars? They were the Egyptian gods. Goddess of fertility. Educated people who will argue that Christians are contrary to science if they believe in creation will happily worship idols. Absurd. But your only guarantee that you will not be absurd, your only guarantee that you will be saved, is to believe the Scripture. That doesn't make you saved. But it is the only possible platform for starting. In Genesis, of course, it foretells the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he would bruise the serpent's head and the serpent would bruise man's heel. Forecasting the battle between truth and evil. The liberty that makes us really free, that grants us salvation. He was a murderer from the beginning. That is to say that Satan had the opposite intention from God, but wanted them to think that his way was the right way. God only has this idea that he wants to keep you under. But if you murder somebody because their ways are good and your ways are bad, that's all right. Because it has to do with the triumph of evil over good. And the same Satan who viciously attacked Adam and Eve, viciously attacked Cain, and viciously has wrought deceit throughout the world. You only need read Genesis 5 to see the different things that began to be done among those who were sent away from the presence of God, Cain and his descendants. You only need to see the imitation religions, even in the Old Testament, where they set up religious feasts, which were identical, more or less, except offered to false gods. But the feasts were mimics on a different day and of a different month, but otherwise much the same, but mimics of the truth. And Satan is behind every false religion, every mimicking religion. Satan speaks a lie, speaks of his own, is a liar and the father of it. He's a murderer from the beginning. So what guarantee have we as ordinary people who cannot resist Satan and who have this in Adam from us, what hope have we? And the hope, of course, that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the hope that we have is that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ makes an atonement for sin. The cross, the Lord Jesus made that atonement. That the gospel is to set us free. That the gospel is to prepare us for glory. That the gospel teaches of a world that shall be made perfect again, where there will be no more of this Adam nonsense. And the gospel, of course, the word of the gospel, permeates the scriptures. Our only hope is the scriptures, to learn them, to believe them, and to turn to the Saviour, who is the pinnacle of the gospel, the pinnacle of humankind, the only man who was without sin, the only one whom Satan didn't affect. Satan had nothing in Christ. Jesus resisted his temptations. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The heart is deceitful above all things, says Jeremiah, and desperately wicked. How then shall I know what things I think of, what things are in my heart, whether they're not desperately wicked? What standard have I to tell whether the things that my heart thinks are not all right? What standard have I to think that my heart, which is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, is not deceiving me? It's not telling me I'm all right when I'm not all right. It's not telling me it's all right to do this when it isn't all right. How do I know? The only way I know is through the standards of the scripture, the word of God in his commandments, the word of God in the teachings of the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his example. The only way that I can understand whether my heart is being deceived, whether the very things I think are not twisted, the only way I can be sure is by believing the scriptures and then comparing what my heart thinks and does and says with the standard of the scripture. And I might like some of the thoughts that I read about in the scripture, and then I suddenly read that this is what David did when he was about to commit murder. And you see, because others have been there before you, that the way you're heading is terrible and destruction. And our heart can be undeceived. And our heart may, with great terror perhaps and fright, be turned from the way that we thought was right unto a man, but the ways thereof are death. We suddenly discover that the way we're heading is with, there's about a step between us and death, and eternal death and damnation. We have to turn in horror to the scriptures and to see. But we only have the truth of the Bible. We only have the standard of the scriptures. We only have what the Lord God has revealed to us. Satan, thoroughly working through everything, seeks to deceive us. And there's nothing in us that can help us to undeceive ourselves. We are all going to think we are all right as we go on to hell. I well remember when the traffic cameras were introduced, when the police had them. First of all, actually on their vehicles going at high speed. And then when it was that there were these ones by the side of the road. And you see, there was a certain unfairness before. You could be driving along over the speed limit, and the police car might be tailing you because he needed to go along for a certain distance before he could prove that you'd done a certain speed. And then he'd have you, and you always thought this was desperately unfair because all the others were overtaking the police and overtaking you, going much faster than you'd been, and you thought that's unfair. Now the camera catches everybody. And it's a bit like that. You see, now we're all caught. Satan catches us all. We all think we're all right so long as everybody else is doing it. So long as everybody else is going at the same speed. So long as we're all saying the same things, chanting the same wicked things at football matches. So long as we're all doing it, it's all right. Except that Satan is deceiving all. When Satan dealt with the thousands of swine that immediately fell over the cliff into the water, that is a picture of how he deals with the masses of human souls who go overboard into sin together and into hell. And the individual's only hope, your only hope, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as presented in these true scriptures, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he attained, who he was, how he made atonement for your sin, and how from cover to cover, this is the truth of God, constantly opposed by Satan, whose you are until the Lord delivers you. If you are afraid, and if you think you may be being led astray, and if you think that there are things in your life that might lead you and deceive your heart, then turn as soon as you may, instantly, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask for his precious blood to cover you from sin. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you the things that are true and right and good. And pray that you will always be delivered from his power, from false belief, from all the things that might destroy your soul. But do remember that Satan is a liar and the father of it. Amen.